Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. Today is Wednesday, March the 27th. Yesterday on the program, I talked a little bit about spiritual pride, and I want to highlight a few more things. I didn't completely finish my thoughts on it. And we talked about Peter. Peter promised, "I will not deny you, Lord." And he did just that. He denied Jesus three times. Now, one of the reasons that Peter did that, or the main reason Peter did that, Peter had a good heart. Peter loved Jesus. He didn't intend to deny Jesus. It was because he was proud. He was overconfident. He was cocky. And, you know, I encouraged you yesterday to think about the ways you may have denied Jesus in the past and tried to think about ways that you're going to do better in the future. But the main point I really want to make from yesterday is don't get proud. Don't think I can never deny him again, or I will never deny him again, or I'll never commit a sin. That's that spiritual overconfidence or pride that Peter fell into. Recognize that you've done it and you will probably do it again. And just pray for the grace to not to do it, to pray for the grace to always stick up for Jesus publicly or by overcoming the tendency to commit sins. You know, that's another way we tend to deny him, denying his teaching, denying his commands, and doing what we want. But we're never going to do this on our own without his help. So I would encourage you to pray for the grace of the Holy Spirit to help you to do the Lord's will at all times. Now, today we're going to get into specific denial of Jesus. This is from the gospel from today's Mass. This is Matthew chapter 26, verses 14 through 25. One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that time on, he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus, and they said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time draws near. In your house I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.' The disciples then did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, 'Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me.' Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him, one after another, 'Surely it is not I, Lord.' He said in reply, 'He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes, as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born.' Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, 'Surely it is not I, Rabbi.' He answered, 'You have said so.'" And, you know, I mentioned this yesterday, and I think I'll follow up on this today. It's very easy to criticize Judas and even criticize Peter and say, "I would never do that." But I think when we do that, we lose the point of these scriptures. The point of these scriptures is not to think poorly of Judas or Peter or anybody who didn't show up at the crucifixion of Jesus. The point of these readings is to motivate us, to let the Lord speak to us and make us realize that we do the same thing, maybe not as severe as Judas did, but there are times when we do actually deny the Lord by doing what we want as opposed to what he wants. Certainly anytime we commit a sin, we are denying Jesus. So as we head into the Triduum, the Paschal Triduum, which is Holy Thursday, Good Friday, then we go into Holy Saturday and Easter Sunday, I would say let's use this time to really work on this, to recognize the times we may have denied Jesus because of our weakness, because of the fact that we're not asking for help. And one of the things I would say is just make it a point to pray at the beginning of every day for the grace to avoid committing sins. That's one of the best things we can do. It's simple. That's literally all you have to say. Please grant me the grace, Lord, to avoid committing any sins today. And realize that when you pray for that grace, you'll get it. I mean, not like the Lord has to think about it. He's going to give you that grace, but it's just a matter of you and I cooperating with that grace. So we all deny Jesus. We've done it. We will do it again. Let's just try our best with the help of his grace to not do it anymore. Talk to you next time.